God, I panicked for a minute because I was hoping it was a Thursday, but it's not. It's a Wednesday.
Do you know that this is 4 days in a row that you're confused by the day?
Because I feel like this is the second show, and it isn't.
Well,
it's a continuation of our first show.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, the one on 7:20 a.m. was Wednesday, and now it's Thursday.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
Darn it.
No, you got to, no. Tomorrow you'll get your Thursday. You'll see.
All right.
Hi, everybody. Bill and Wendy. On the regular show, the one we did yesterday, Wendy, we were talking about Dennis Hoff, who is the president of the Bunny Ranch out in Nevada. He died yesterday after hanging out with Ron Jeremy. And
if that doesn't kill you, I don't know what will.
Right. Strangely enough, a friend, David Wallach, used to spend some time working with Dennis and has some insights. David joins us right now. David Wallach. Hi, David. How are you?
Bill, Wendy. How are you, man?
Good to talk to you again.
Now, you guys are friends?
Bill and I are friends. Dennis and I were friends. I've never done internet with Bill, so I feel like we're taking our relationship to another level.
It has that feeling, doesn't it? All right, tell us, what was the experience, David? What happened where you got to work with Dennis Hoff? How did that come to be?
How we came together as friends. I was producing a show on A&E called City Confidential, which is a true crime documentary series, and we were doing an episode on Joe Conforti and the Mustang Ranch, which was the first brothel in Nevada and sort of what changed the game for prostitution and working girls in Nevada.
Yeah.
It had been shut down, and Dennis heard that we were coming to town and invited me and my camera crew to live at the Bunny Ranch as his guests and shoot recreations there and interview working girls there and eat there and live there with them and him for about 10 days.
David, how were the linens there? I'm curious about the linens. Were they up to snuff?
Don't say snuff.
You know, it was, you know, you bring in your purple light and everything's good and you just keep on moving from there.
That makes sense. Yeah, good.
Sure it's like immaculately clean there. I'm sorry.
Yeah?
I bet it is.
Maybe. Was it?
Yeah, we'll go with that, Wendy. Sure.
All right. It's,
you know, he was one of those guys who, it was a gut punch because I found out yesterday, like everyone else in the world, and it took the wind out of my sails because he was, besides what he did, he was a believer in a lot of things, and it was the First Amendment, it was in helping people, and it was in doing what you believe in. And
yeah.
He went out of his way to help us get this, not only this documentary done, but once it aired, HBO reached out to Dennis and said, we want to do this series called Cat House, which is still on the air. And at the time, Bill and Wendy, as you know, our industry is up and down. You're making a lot of money and you're not, right? Mm-hmm. And I was in the part where I wasn't. And he knew that, and I was just about ready to have my first child. And he told HBO, sure, I'll be happy to, but you've got to use this particular guy as your liaison.
Wow.
Which would be like HBO calling in and saying, hey, we want to do a documentary about Bill playing tennis. It wasn't very hard for me, but he went out of his way to make sure that I had food on my table and money in my pocket.
That's so nice. That's so nice.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't you put him in that bracket of people that you can't quite figure out? Because you think about what he does for a living or did for a living, and you kind of in your head, you go, he's probably a certain way if that's the kind of thing he deals in. And yet, like you just said, and I've heard so many stories about that, about him, he was very caring and very giving, and that's a strange juxtaposition, isn't it?
It is. I mean, again, I think a lot of people who achieve a certain level of celebrity work really hard to make sure that they keep their public persona. I mean, Justin Kaufman is actually 6'9" and has an afro, but people won't see, you know.
Right. So, that's so true.
Yeah. Right. So Dennis on camera was Dennis on camera. Dennis off camera, you know, I mean, he partied hard. He died, you know, with Ron Jeremy and all those boys at his birthday party. So he wasn't a saint, definitely not. But he was also a guy who went out of his way to help people when he could.
Yeah.
You know, I like to hear that about people. I really do.
Oh, yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, he said the story.
Don't get me wrong. I've been to that birthday party. I was told by my wife I'm never allowed to go back. So I've been in that room with Ron Jeremy and those guys, and it's not pretty.
When I had him on the late night show one night, we talked for about a half an hour, and then at the end of the half an hour, he said, "When are you coming out to Nevada?" And I didn't have any plans that, and I said, I don't know, sometime in the future." And he insisted. He goes, "Well, you'll come out to the ranch, and we'll take care of you." And anytime in this business, people say we'll take care of you, it means anything from we'll get you a table right away to we'll throw you a free appetizer to we'll give you half price off on drinks or something like that. I can't even in my wildest dreams what that would entail when he says, "Come on out, we'll take care of you." I don't want to know. It's best that I not know.
Yeah, you'll have nightmares. I don't want to keep you up. Dennis, I would go out and visit him like once every few years. And 19 years ago when I first met him, like you, Bill, I have a teenage daughter in college. And the first one was about ready to be born. And I was so superstitious. I made him a dollar bet that I could go my entire life without ever sampling the appetizers are being taken care of.
Yes.
And subsequently, I got a divorce, and I went out there, and I was fuming mad, and I was drinking with them and having a great time, and he wouldn't let me break the dollar bet. He's like,
really?
"Dude, you got a dollar on the line."
Really?
Yeah, even so I couldn't have sex in a whorehouse, if you will.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I won't.
You won't. But, yeah, take care of you to Dennis meant anything from, I went out there one day to visit him and had dinner with him and Larry Flint, and we just sat and talked about the First Amendment. Or take care of you means, you know, whatever you can think of.
Right.
Take care of it for you.
Yeah. Explain, because we were saying during the regular show, David, how in Nevada, throughout most of Nevada, prostitution is legal. It depends on what county you're in. But for some reason, not Las Vegas, where you would expect it to be. Do you know why that would be? What's going on there?
It's a weird thing. Prostitution in a brothel is legal, if I understand it correctly. So Clark County, which is the county that Vegas is in, it's not legal, but again, they'll have limousines pick you up,
right,
and take you across the county line, and then it's no hold barred. So it's a weird thing, because we learned a lot doing these documentaries, and one of the things is, in a brothel, it's so highly regulated, sort of like the cannabis industry is now, you have a better chance of catching an STD from your spouse or partner than you do from a girl who works in a brothel, because they're tested like 3 times a week.
Right, because it's horrible. It would ruin business. It would literally end the business if there was entanglement like that, right?
Yeah. And again, it's sort of like the cannabis industry. It's just so regulated that it's, it's hard to get in trouble. But again, it's in Vegas itself, there's all those other, they call them working girls is the proper name that I learned,
yeah,
that aren't working with a brothel. And then it's kind of sketchy and kind of, I mean, the whole thing's kind of sketchy, but it's even more sketchy.
Was it his hope that someday the entire United States would be like that, where it was legal, or was he happy with just what he had in Nevada?
You know, I think there was a moment where it was going to become legal in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And I remember, if I remember correctly, he was a proponent of that. I mean, he believed that people have a right to do what they want with their body. And that's, you know, that's where we would argue a lot, because everyone come but my daughter. I think in his world, it's, again, going back to the cannabis industry, he would have liked to have seen it grown. He bought more than just a bunny ranch. He and I were in a brothel in Winnemucca, Nevada, and he walked in, we had drinks, and he bought the thing right there. So Dennis was,
wow,
was a lot more than just a bunny ranch. And what you saw behind the scenes was a lot more than the show, because the show was just the guys who would sign the release and just the girls who opted to be on camera. There's 80 more people in there constantly doing something at all times.
Right. How would you differentiate what he did, what Dennis Hoff did, from just the type of pimp that we've all come to know in TV shows and movies? What were those similarities and the differences?
Well, he loved calling himself America's pimp. I mean, that was his, you know, that
he
was
did.
His thing. But Dennis, I think safety for the people involved.
Yeah.
You know, he provided people a place to do what they wanted to do in a safe environment, safe for the girls. They weren't going to get hurt and harmed, and safe for the guys coming in, because, again, there's been Craigslist and Backpage and all these things where those things have been offered, and then you hear these horrific stories about people being murdered or the girls being abused. So, you know, it's, again, there's a moral fine line, and we can argue that all day long about,
yeah,
what he offered,
yeah,
but it was a safe place for the men and the women, and sometimes the women and the women, to come in and take care of what they needed, have sex.
Had you ever seen the TV show, Wendy, the HBO series?
Wendy hasn't asked a question.
No, I'm pretty...
She's praying.
You know, and it's weird because people can do what they want.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I am against it being legal. It's just not something I'm into or necessarily agree with. But I think I saw portions of that show that you worked on, Dave, because I seem to remember, I don't know, maybe Jimmy Mack had it on and I was just kind of playing Candy Crush and watching it. But yeah, I seem to... He was likable. I'll give you that much.
He was very likable. Yeah.
I didn't want to like him, but he seemed very likable.
Yeah, and his goal was always just to stay in front of the public eye. I mean, he made friends with guys that made noise. You know, Ron Jeremy and Howard Stern and on and on and on. Joe Forty. You know, Dennis, you're not going to find... You were never going to find him at church on any given Sunday. But, he was a guy who believed in what he did. He started out as selling real estate and realized he could make a lot more money doing the other thing. And
he was still selling real estate.
Wasn't he?
Yeah. The most expensive real estate.
Right.
The IRS officer who shut down Joe Conforti and shut down the Mustang Ranch and made... Joe Conforti is still in hiding in Brazil. We had the opportunity to go down there and interview him. He ended up retiring from the IRS and then working for Dennis, doing his books to make sure that, you know, everything was on the up and up. So it's the Wild West out there. It's a different mindset. And walking into it, I always tell people that I brought over to visit, you just have to set your mind on stun because you're going to be dizzy for about a half an hour. You're not going to understand what's happening around you.
At the time of his death, David, Dennis Hoff was running for public office. Was that something he ever discussed with you? Did he have higher aspirations? There was talk at some point he wanted to be the governor of Nevada. Was that realistic?
You know, we never talked about it. We never had an opportunity to talk about it. He got so busy. He's kind of doing what Joe Conforti was doing with the Mustang Ranch, and Joe was so involved in politics and kind of owned Nevada back in the day, before we were digital, right? And I think for Dennis, it was the obvious next step because he could just make noise and he could try to make some change. Even if he didn't win, he was going to get people to know who he was, and that's great for his brand. You know, right. Whatever Dennis was doing was shoving people to the internet and having people come in the door. And, you know, that was the thing. It's... You didn't have to go in and partake. You could. I would tell friends it was the world's craziest bar because it was a great bar.
Yeah.
With fantastic drinks and girls who you didn't really have to talk to.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dennis provided this crazy fantasy island sort of thing when you walked in for men or women. And the governor thing was, you know, or the politics thing was just another way for people to talk about him.
Interesting. Anything you want to plug, David? Are you working on anything you want to talk about?
Nope.
Nothing? All right. That's fair. I wish all of our guests were like that. Well, you've written a book. Yeah. I don't want to talk about the book.
I don't want to talk. You know, I'm working on lots of stuff. But it's nothing, you know, Bill, nothing all that great. I'll call you when it's something
all
cool.
All right. Please do. Yeah. Thanks for all insights about Dennis Hoff. I really appreciate it, David. Thanks so much.
Nice to talk to you.
It was great talking to both you guys.
All right,
likewise.
Take care.
Thanks, Wendy.
It's David Wallach. Do you think, as a sidebar to this, because I saw you flinch a little bit when you were talking about it's not your thing. It's not my thing either at all. I can never envision myself going through that, going to a brothel and saying.
Yeah, but you think it should be legal, I think.
I do think it should be legal. You don't think so?
No.
Is it because of the moral aspect of it? Is that what it is?
It's because of the moral aspect. It's because I feel, I know women choose to go into that. They're not being held at gunpoint, but I think that is just an easy way to say, well, if I can't figure something else out, I can always do that.
Right.
And I don't think people should pay for sex.
At some point, this is one of those things that I believed strongly about one way, and then at some point I just thought it out and started thinking strongly the other way.
I don't really think about it often, quite honestly.
I battled
with myself, and then I came to a different conclusion.
But don't you think that there's... All right, rewind just for a second. You agree that sex is one of the urges or needs that almost everybody has. Not everybody, but for most of us, that's an urge or a need that you want to have fulfilled.
So right? but there are other urges, though, too.
No, I know. But don't you think in that particular one, that's for some people, you've run out of options. Like you just, for whatever reason, you've tried finding the person that can provide that for you, and it's just not happening. And then all of a sudden, you have that pent up urge, and there's no outlet.
Right.
There's nothing to do. Don't you think that there should be an option that is like an open?
No,
you don't think
there
so?
There are some people that just don't. They don't have sex.
But don't you think that frustrates those people?
Well, sure. There are a lot of things in life that frustrate people.
But then, without that option, you just have a life of frustration going, wow, the window closed on that. I don't have any chance of ever being with a man or a woman again. What do I do now?
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
There's always someone that you can meet, or I don't like money changing hands. I'm not necessarily against like a pity, but you don't have to pay for it. I just don't think it should be something. I don't think you should sell your body. That's just my opinion.
What if there was a pity ranch? Would you be okay with that? A place where people just felt sorry for you and slept with you because they felt sorry for you?
I know it's an urge that everyone has, and
almost everybody. I know there's some people that are just, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, but I think anyone who has the urge will find a way to do it. And because I'll bet you there are people that have the urge, as you put it,
yeah,
and aren't dating anyone, but still wouldn't pay someone to do it.
Well, my guess is that could be a major sticking point for some people. It's like, well, it's an urge, but I don't want to have to fork out X amount of dollars.
Don't say fork out.
I was careful to make sure it was fork out that I said. I was very careful.
I just don't. I don't think bodies are something that should be sold for money.
Let's
in
say,
any way.
Hypothetically, you're in your 60s. The person who's been your husband or wife for 30 years has passed away. You tried relationships. Nothing's working out. You're sadly, you're not the beauty you once were, a guy or a girl.
God, you are painting a hideous picture. Very sad and terrible.
Let's say there are maggots climbing.
All right, come on.
All right, so you still want sex to be a part of your life, but
it's not going to be.
It's not happening.
Then it's not going to be.
But isn't that kind of sad that you have to just write that part of your life off and go, oh, that's all in the past. I don't have any future with that.
Well, many things are sad.
I know, but this is a fixable.
Well, not everybody who's been married to someone for many years and they pass away wants to get in another relationship.
But you're mistaken relationship with urge. Let's say the person doesn't want a relationship.
I have the urge to steal things sometimes, but I don't do it. I mean, we don't have to feed every urge of ours. Yes, it would be great, but...
But theft isn't one of the natural urges that people have. Sex is.
Yeah, but I mean,
can't... I've never in a million years thought... If I was with Terry and she died, I would go on a thievery spree where I would just start stealing things.
But you'd go on a sex spree?
Immediately. No.
I mean, it's unfortunate, and there are people that they may not have sex in their life, but then they don't know what they're missing.
But I just... Agreed, but I just like to think that there's some option out there.
Judy Pilek join in.
Oh, Judy
why Bill thinks
part.
It's fine.
Judy doesn't want any part of this.
Today.
Should prostitution be legalized or not?
Should what?
Prostitution be legal or illegal?
I said I don't like... Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'll let you decide.
Well, it is legal.
In some places, yes.
Yeah.
So should it be?
Should it be legal everywhere? Oh, you're saying, is that... Yeah.
Not even everywhere, but... Should a person have
Bill says if you're married to someone and they die and you're not as attractive as you once were, he made a very bad sob story.
What if you're in a relationship where one half of the relationship is just no longer interested in sex, but it's still a very important thing for you, but you don't want to leave your husband or wife,
So you go get a hooker?
Well, yeah, for some people that's
not a very good relationship then.
But you're already not in, I mean, the sex part has ended. So you go, I don't want it to end. I need it to continue.
No, I get it.
So
I think I think I have no problem with it being legal as long as it's regulated.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
Because I was really surprised when, the guy just died from the...
Dennis Hoff.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah. And when I watched that show, which was hilarious, I was surprised that it was so regulated, which made me feel better.
I think, than other things.
I know. But... And I mean, some people need it.
Right.
Who cares? Porn is legal.
That's what I'm saying.
I just, you know. Porn is not paying somebody to have sex. But it's on the same level to me.
It's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're watching someone have sex. Yeah. I mean,
what, have you seen my computer?
You personally.
It's your screensaver.
I just
don't have to open it.
My only, I guess, gripe is I don't feel you should be exchanging money for a human body.
Well, you can also exchange goods. You can say, here's what I want.
Bill, no one's going to accept your action figures for payments.
I will give you these Planet of the Apes action figures.
On that note, though, seriously, that's why it needs to be regulated.
That's
and
true.
And you don't want to have, you know.
Right.
Human trafficking and young girls
Absolutely.
And boys. So, I mean, it really would need to be, in my head, for me to be okay with it, need to be
fully regulated.
But, you know, there's so much stuff that goes on behind closed doors in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
That, whatever. As long as you're not hurting anyone.
Right. Right. Do you think it is or isn't a victimless crime?
It's not a crime.
Well, if you're...
I've answered enough questions.
If you're... All right.
I'm still trying
back to
get
you,
over.
Back to the prosecution. Your witness.
I don't.
I'm done. Okay. You're done asking me questions.
All right. That's fair.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's fair.
Yes.
All right. We'll take a break. Judy will give you the news. No more questions. Just the news, and then more show. Bill and Whitey, WGN.
All right. We are back in action, and it is news time. We will not ask any more questions.
No more questions.
Anything. Hey, if you need sex, and
I'll
you
ask
sex,
the questions.
Get sex. I don't care. Sex for all my friends. Orange whip.
Well, I'm just doing it for the good of all womanhood, because womanhood.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's where I think Bill was leaning. If women, if the wife doesn't want to have sex anymore,
then you need to either go to counseling. Well, you don't get to just go outside of, you know, I want somebody, like, maybe someone's not nice to you
anymore.
No, I'm
saying, what happens when it slows down and then one person still has a really high sex drive and the other person doesn't? I mean, things happen.
Right.
So that's okay to remain in a marriage where someone's going and getting it on the side?
On the show.
Wait, but you're saying so they should divorce them?
Well, I say
you should go
to counseling and try and work it out, and if not...
But sometimes it's a physical thing.
Right.
You know, haven't you ever heard... Women
then
just,
that's not a marriage.
Men.
I'm sorry.
No, as you get older, sometimes things just change.
Right, so then the relationship change.
Right.
I just don't... If you're married and someone's going out to get it on the outside...
There was an
that's
episode
not a marriage to
this
me.
This is exactly what happened on an episode. A guy
if
would
loving
come
you
in,
is wrong, I don't want to be right.
A guy came in whose wife.
I love that song.
His wife sent him there saying, I can't do this. The sexual end of our relationship is over. Everything else is great. We're happy together. Everything's great. Please go to this guy, go to this bunny ranch and do what you need to do and then come back. And I imagine that happens sometimes.
I would not
you don't
allow
think
that
so?
To
well,
happen.
No, of course not. And I would also, if my wife said to me, hey, here's an interesting idea. I thought I would try this. I'd go, I don't know if that's so good. But I imagine that there's a percentage of couples out there where that part of it has shut down. They're still very much in love.
That and swinging, I think that's too hard to come back from.
Could be a tough
rebound.
And yet
people do it all the time.
Yes.
I think more people don't than do, though.
Oh,
I'm sure
swing?
There are.
I think more people do than
then
we
don't?
Know.
I see you as a swinger.
Oh.
Lots of people do. And no, it's.
Wow.
So it's, they're always sadly disappointed.
Right.
I'm not throwing my keys in that bowl, but I'm leaving. No, I was actually pretty surprised when, I became aware of it at some point in my life. I was like, what?
It is more prevalent than I was even aware of.
And again, I wonder if it's just kind of a thing people do for a while and then,
There was a guy, when I did stand up, there was a guy who was a doorman at one of the clubs, and somebody goes, I won't say the guy's real name. I'm going to say his name is Mark, but it's not Mark.
I don't believe you.
I know it's not.
Okay.
It's not. He goes, I know something about Mark that would make your head spin around. And I go, like, what? And he goes, there is no like. I would either have to tell you or not tell you. I go, well, then you should definitely tell me. And he said he and his then girlfriend, later became wife, are swingers. And I laughed and I go, that's the last guy in the world.
Right? Same with me when I heard the people I heard.
But
and, you know, I don't
they
know
took out
true.
Ads. He showed me an ad in a magazine that showed me the two of them. I go, oh, my God.
What? Swingers Are Us?
Yeah, the name of the magazine was Swingers
you
Are
Us. You want some of this? I mean, an ad in the paper?
Yeah, because they were looking for couples of like mind who were, wanted to do similar
things.
What was
things. It, the Champagne Courier Swinger?
I don't think that's a real magazine, is it? I don't remember the name. They have like anything, any mm-hmm. interest you have. There are trade publications, and they were featured in one.
But
wearing
wearing
fascinating outfits.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
About the people who are into, you know.
Yeah. Dressing like mascots.
Not S&M, but whatever, weird sexual yes. fetishes. Yes. I mean, it's just, it's out there. It
right.
happens.
Yep. Yep.
Be careful.
That's
don't
our
hurt
advice.
Anyone.
And take cash and get paid first.
That's right. right. And don't right. tell me about it.
Right. All right. Here's
that's a great lead into news right
that's
now.
A lot of rules.
But I will tell you about the news.
All right. That seems fair.
I've already had frost on my toes.
You're very frosty today.
I had, I let the dog out in the morning and I have to walk out into the grass area with him so he'll do his business.
I know.
And I had flip flops on and it was really cold.
I know. I'm starting to hate my dog. Like, do you have
that's
to go
it
out?
Took.
It's still, I wanted him to wait till, you know, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
When it warms up a bit.
Yeah, he can't.
Because it
that.
Is frosty.
Yeah. Frosty yeah. paws.
It's only going to get colder.
When you thought it was actually a human ice cream treat.
On several occasions, Judy, I have, while going through my grocer's freezer, I have seen Frosty Paws, and I go, that looks pretty good, and I've reached for it, and then I realize, I think this might be for dogs. They really should put, it probably says it very big on the label. But
is it for dogs?
It is for
yeah.
dogs.
I've never heard
yeah.
of it. What is it?
It's
a
just
popsicle?
A frozen treat. No, it's more like an ice cream, but it doesn't have all the sugar and stuff that's bad for a dog.
Right. Oh.
And it's on their birthdays. We used to give it to them. It's,
interesting.
Yeah.
Only on their birthday, though.
Well, because it's a special treat. It's
oh,
not
it is?
Cheap.
No? Is it more or less expensive than if that were for humans?
It's
like
more.
By
always
size.
More. It's more.
Because it looks to be like about a 3 ounce.
It's for a pet. It's always more.
Yeah,
it is
now
more.
That I'm a pet owner, I'm like, why didn't I invent something for pets or go into that field?
It's a lot
because
of money.
I will pay whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yep. Yep.
So you guys, I'm not a big ice cream lover at all. Bill, I know you like it.
Love it.
Have you tried this new Halo Top ice cream?
No.
The
yes.
whole... Jasmine, you've had it?
Yes, best thing ever.
It's what is
pretty,
it?
The whole, is that a pint? That small, like Ben
it's
and Jerry's
whole pint, yes,
size?
It comes in different flavors. It's
the
amazing.
Whole pint is 240 calories.
What are they doing?
What's
to make
a normal
it?
Pint?
Like 200, like probably 400 a serving, and there are three servings
oh,
in there.
Okay, so it's. So
it's unbelievably low in calories, but it's got a very weird consistency. Jasmine, how would you explain it? It's like light and airy. It's not dense like
it's
an
like
ice cream.
Whipped topping almost kind of. Well,
frozen
way.
Whipped Good. Topping.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't like
it's
ice
as
cream
light
that
as the
much.
Calories.
But, you know, I'm not one to, I've never in my life sat and ate a whole pint of ice cream. Have you done that?
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Several times.
No, I'm with you. I'm not a big, I'm
no?
ice cream, so I could take it or leave it. But are you
favorite.
Saying you ate that whole thing?
No, I'm saying
oh.
that, you know, I just have a couple of spoonfuls, so it's like 60 calories, not even. And you get like that craving out of your, well, I just saw it in the grocer's freezer.
How are they
freezer.
Managing this? How are they making it so low in calories? It's not ice cream, obviously. Can't be. If it's that low in calories.
And they have decent flavors. I can't find the ingredients
here. Well, right off
here.
The bat, the consistency. Ice cream's pretty dense.
Yeah.
And this sounds like it's, if it's like...
Lighter and airier.
Cool Whip, right, is how you're describing it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Cool Whip consistency.
That sounds good to me.
It's skim
yeah.
milk,
it doesn't sound like
eggs.
Ice cream, though.
There is some organic cane sugar, milk protein, high-fat cocoa.
High-fat cocoa. Hi, Bill. Hi, Wendy.
That's not
cocoa.
Nice. Sea salt, carob gum. There is stevia in there as well, but there is real sugar. I mean,
yeah.
there are calories. It's not...
Stevia is a sugar substitute, right?
What's the fat
yeah.
content?
That I don't know.
And this is sold wherever ice creamy treats are sold?
Yes. They have vanilla bean, chocolate, lemon cake, strawberry, mint chip, mocha chip, chocolate chip, cookie dough, birthday cake. And then I tried this and also there's a Breyers that has the same kind of concept.
Yeah.
Might be a little better.
This have is better than the Breyers.
Have you tried the Breyers yet?
I have not yet. No.
Its consistency is a little, it's the same light and airy kind of frozen Cool Whippy, but it, I don't know, it seemed to taste a little better to me.
Really?
But I just...
That sounds very good.
I couldn't...
Nice option for people who love ice cream but don't want all the calories.
Yeah, because I can't... I am shocked to find out how much calories are in everything. If you go to Chick-fil-A and get the ranch sauce, that ranch, that little container of ranch sauce is like 200 and some calories.
I only count fat, so I grams of fat.
Oh, really?
So I never know what... That's why I don't even know. 200 calories a lot?
Yeah.
But that's just different
ways. Well, you get about 15 to 2,000 a day. So it starts adding up.
Yeah, but I'd be interested to know how much fat is in that. Because sometimes if it's really low in calories, it's really high in fat.
2.5 grams of fat.
Wow, that's nothing.
What do you stay under? How many grams of fat?
Excuse me.
A half a cup, which is a quarter.
I try to do 10 grams.
You stay under 10 grams?
Well, if I'm dieting.
For the whole day?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's really difficult, but... Can eat
that's
a lot
excellent.
Of meat, bacon.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, you know,
yeah.
stuff that's probably not...
Bacon?
Yeah, fat. No fat in bacon.
What?
Or meat or steak. I mean, low fat. Those are low fat, but high in
bacon.
Calories.
Bacon yes. is fat, isn't it?
It is not low fat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, bacon's got...
I don't know
got,
why I said bacon,
bacon's
but...
Bacon's got more fat than fat.
Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe
like
I just said
have
bacon
a bowl
for
of bacon
some
and
weird
a bowl
reason.
Of fat and
well,
bacon
I feel like I eat
protein.
A lot... Yeah, I eat a lot of protein.
Yeah.
But that's...
But if bacon's going to have some fat in it.
That's probably 30 grams of fat in one piece.
Like, yeah. Look it up.
Bacon.
Like, and then they'll, like, vegetables have a
bacon
high content,
is the poster
so
boy of fat.
Yeah.
There is no fat in vegetables.
Yes.
Dude, you are getting everything
Listen,
mixed
corn
up.
Corn is very corn, high.
Corn is starch.
Yes.
And potatoes. But every, like, broccoli, there is
right.
no fat at
broccoli,
all.
Broccoli, the vegetables I don't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, those.
Right. What about one water chestnut?
I bet that's pretty high in that's, fat.
No, it's
or
low.
Or carbs,
it's
I should say.
Good.
Fat and carbs.
4 grams of fat in two... So 2 grams of fat per strip of bacon.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not bad.
You don't think that's bad?
You know what's probably in your ice cream? 45 grams. I mean, oh, you just told me. But I mean, in regular ice cream, I mean, some things have like 40 grams of fat.
What
in
about
it.
Bacon ice cream? That's my favorite flavor. Bacon and lard
See,
ice cream.
I don't know. I feel like ice cream would have more calories than fat, but what do I don't
the,
know.
Ice cream.
That's why I have to look. I just literally go to the store when I'm dieting,
yeah.
look at every single thing for the fat content, and just try to stay under
really?
10. But really, more
under
realistic.
10.
It's under 20. I probably
yeah,
do.
Yeah, 10 is
Yeah, because
impossible.
If you're having bacon, I'm sorry, you're eating all your fat grams in
yeah,
that bacon.
One piece of bacon, 2 grams. I mean, there's some stuff that has zero fat.
Right.
So I eat a lot of that, you know.
Yeah.
I yeah. want to say, like, not cereal, because I know that has
Fruit
a
Loops?
Lot. Oh, Fruit Loops is crazy.
Is that high fat?
Oh, right. But, yeah, a lot of meat, a lot of nothing else but meat.
What about pheasant?
Pheasant probably good.
Yeah, right. I'm on a pheasant and bacon yeah. diet.
And the reason why I do that is because my sister used to be a semi-professional bodybuilder.
Wait, she, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in Florida, a year old.
Really?
She yeah, she used to compete all
she's
over.
She's older than you or younger than you?
A year older.
And how did she do? Did she win a lot?
Oh, my gosh. She had no fat in her body.
Really?
Because she hit 8-10 grams of fat a day.
Was she of the kind of bodybuilder where it's just muscle on top of muscle
yes,
on top of muscle?
Yes, it was actually kind of ugly.
Wow.
I mean, I was like, ooh. She, oh, it
too
almost,
much muscle?
It was almost, you could... You know, a lot of bodybuilders, they almost, guys and girls, it's like becomes the same body.
Yeah, I guess
There's
so.
Almost
yeah.
no, you know, she had like no.
Like your pectoral muscles.
Yes, like
were,
her boobs
yeah.
were, I mean, yeah. she, it was.
Like squared off
yes,
where you could see them.
Yes,
like
very,
a Ken doll.
No waist and oh my gosh.
Wow.
Just, yeah.
Did she do she must have done the poses, the bodybuilding
yes, all
poses.
Greased up.
Would you laugh when she would do them or would you keep a straight face?
Actually, I'll bring the pictures in for you. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I'd so, love to see that.
It, yeah, it's that was a long time ago.
Wow.
It lasted a couple years.
Is she still in pretty good shape?
No.
Not no?
I mean, yeah, probably.
God, I hope
you know,
she doesn't listen.
I know, she's a lot like me though. We're petite-ish.
Yeah.
And I think that helps.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, she's perfectly fine. She's
Is she
not,
married?
She's not anymore.
Oh, she was at some point
yes.
to another bodybuilder?
No.
No?
Does she go to a prostitute?
She does not that I am aware of.
A prostitute that has bacon?
But she is a massage therapist.
A porkstitute?
Not that I'm saying anything about that. But,
a porkstitute.
A porkstitute. Now,
I would be there.
I might go to a porkstitute.
I would be there.
Yeah, but you better have some pork
yeah.
that doesn't have less than, that yeah. has less than 2 grams of fat.
That's what it says on the sign outside.
Dean Richards explained to me that pork tenderloin, not breaded, of course, but pork tenderloin has less fat and calories than a chicken breast.
Who said that?
Dean Richards.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
He does a lot of cooking on the WGN TV morning news.
Yeah.
I could probably believe that. I mean...
Huh. I'm fascinated about your sister being a bodybuilder. I didn't
really?
Know that. I would not have thought that.
It's yeah, quite a, something she did for
wow.
a while. When she was in Florida.
So did she earn a living doing that? Did she do competitions and make
so.
Money?
I think it was just competition. She made definitely, the prizes were definitely money.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's why she did it.
Was she always tan?
Yes.
They're all bodybuilders.
I have to do that.
Yeah.
Always tan.
I mean, really tan. I think
it just shows the definition.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
That?
But yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
I found it a little bit...
Oh, God.
Please, you know, people hear this when you're on the show.
I didn't like it. I'm eating a bag of chips. I find your body kind of icky.
Did she know that you felt that way?
She does now.
You know what? It's funny. That was a time where, since she was living in Florida, I think I was maybe I was still in college. I don't remember. I didn't see her as much.
Right.
Now she's living in Indiana, so I see her more.
Yeah.
So when you saw her, though, the change was remarkable.
Oh,
I'm sure
yeah.
it was.
I went to visit, and I remember.
Did she kick sand in your face?
And I'm pretty sure she was dating a guy at the time who was doing the same thing. But it's like they ordered pizza one night. So I would go. That's right. I'd go visit her in Florida. And, of course, I want to pig out on everything. And this is my vacation.
Right.
And they, like, ordered a pizza and basically took everything off of it.
They did?
Like they didn't eat the crust.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think they may have ordered it without the crust.
And then when you objected, did she lift you over her head?
Spin you around.
She tosses me over to her
like
boyfriend.
A pizza dough.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to turn you into a pizza, Judy.
She says, yeah, she was like, the next time you complain about the food here, you're going to become food.
Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
All right, we must stop. This is it.
No!
We
have,
what?
Thank goodness, before
Wendy,
I say anything else.
Look at the numbers on the clock. What are the numbers say we must stop.
You know that this is listened to by people, Jude,
yes.
right? This is like one of the top downloads on the stream.
In the world.
Well,
not
what?
In the world.
I didn't say anything bad.
No, but you sometimes, I think, forget this is plugged in. You reveal a lot of
Wait,
stuff.
Wait, do you mean on the air?
No, it's not on the
air. It's not on the radio.
All I revealed was that my sister was a bodybuilder.
That's all.
And you didn't like
and
how she looked.
And she ate pizza without crust. And, well,
is
I
that
mean...
so wrong? That's my impression of your sister. I have no idea. Does she even sound a little bit like that?
No.
Judy, come here. I haven't seen you in a long time.
And you're scolding me? This is the guy who needs it.
I just, you know what? It's a pleasure when you come in because sit back and listen to you and watch Bill irritate
fun.
You.
It's fun. All right, Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Really?
Tell your sister we said hello
thanks
and that
for not
we were
have,
nice
I,
to you.
You know what? I'm not coming back.
All right.
Please come back.
We'll come back and say goodbye in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Judy Pilek's fat-free bacon is now available on our WGN website.
It's going to sell like crazy.
Oh, people love it. There's no fat in it at all, the bacon.
I've never heard anyone say, I only eat fat-free things
like
bacon. Where I buy it in Newfoundland.
I only eat sugar-free things like Pixie Sticks.
She amazes me. I did check, though. There's way less fat in meat than I suspected. There are definitely calories, but not as much fat, depending on, like, ground beef has a lot of fat.
Right.
But, like, a sirloin or something, not as much as I thought.
Bacon's gonna have some fat in it.
She is just a joy to listen to, quite honestly.
Positive. Yep. That's it for today's show, everybody. Tomorrow, Thursday, can't wait to see you then.
And then we are live in action at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. We're going to be out there Friday.
10 to 1. Come on out. Say hello. We'd love to see you. That's it for today. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.